For South Dakota Gives today, the South Dakota Day of Giving, let's head to Lead. We've got Kim Bohr. She's a board member with Superstars Corporation in Lead. Welcome, Kim. Thanks for being here.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
All right. Super is spelled like the soup, not like the superhero. Tell us a little bit about your organization. Help us learn what you do.
Superstars is actually a crowdfunding project that Jamie Gilchrist started in the communities of Lead and Deadwood in 2015. Essentially, it is a safe, comfortable platform for anybody in our community to present any big idea that they have, raise awareness about their projects, and quite possibly go home with community-sponsored funding. It's so much more to money. We're about creating awareness, giving people a voice, a platform to talk, bringing the community kind of closer together.
Tell us about the community of Lead for folks who haven't been there. This is just a fun place to be. I went to college with a girl who was from Lead, and I will just never forget her stories about growing up in Lead, South Dakota.
Oh, awesome. Well, I tell you what, Lead is an incredibly awesome community, and we have amazing, exciting things going on right now. Lead is based on the gold mine, Home State Gold Mine, which closed in 2002. And just within this last few years, the Sanford Underground Laboratory has taken up its residence in the mine. And so we have a gigantic influx of people in our community right now. We've gone from a really small town that kind of almost died after the mine closed. And it is crazy to sit here and watch how many cars go up and down the road. So it's just kind of a nice bustling community now. It's pretty fantastic.
And because of those two, the tradition of the gold mine and then now the underground lab, this is a community for big ideas because you don't do things right? I mean, people have, they're not afraid to launch something large in Lead. Tell me a little bit about these gatherings and how they sort of work. What kind of energy do you see in the monthly meetings?
You know, these are really fantastic. So we usually have six presenters who have a project that they want to share about. They're allowed 5 minutes to share their idea and to answer questions that the crowd might have. We usually have upwards of 100 diners come in. They pay $10 at the door. They get to enjoy a nice community dinner together, which is soup, of course.
Right.
And then they get to listen to everybody present their ideas. And then anybody who's paid for a ballot at the door, along with their soup, gets to vote at the end of the day, and whichever presenter gets the most votes receives all of the money that was collected at the door.
What kind of ideas do people bring forward that you've seen? Yeah.
We have had anything from a youth softball team who made it to state who needed money for traveling expenses and for uniforms. We had a young man who wanted to paint a mural on a wall in Lead to beautify it. And, you know, one thing that is so cool about this particular story, he did not win the money the first day he presented. However, he had one person that was in the audience that day come up and says, I believe in you. I believe in your idea. And I want to be able to make this work. I have a grant that you can apply for, which he did and he received. And he came back the next time and won the money and was able to do his amazing mural, which if you drive into Lead, you cannot miss it. It is on the entire side of a building.
All right. What are you hoping for Giving Tuesday? What's the goal for today?
Okay, so Giving Tuesday, we are super excited because we want to take Superstars statewide. And so we are trying to come up with the funding to be able to advertise and to be able to get this into the hands of other communities. This is such an amazing project, and there have been other communities who have expressed the interest. So we have spent the last year creating an amazing toolkit that gives step-by-step instructions on how to make this event come out flawlessly.
Wow. All right, because this has changed not only the beautification of Lead, but it's changed the community and the things that happen. How is it changing the diners and the people who have, you know, who have just $10 to give toward a cause? It creates what for that group of people?
You know what? It creates a complete sense of community plus support. These people may not have a platform to be able to share otherwise. And so they come and they share with these people and they get the word out, and then people back them, and it's supporting, and it's amazing. And we have been stressing so much that it is, we've kind of said it is community over sorry, community over competition. It's not a competition. It's not about who wins the money. It's about the community that comes together and supports each other to make people's dreams come true.
And it's not about who has the most money. Because everybody gets a vote for their bowl of soup.
Everybody gets a vote for their bowl of soup, exactly. And it's been nice. We've had people in the audience that have kind of piggybacked on it and said, you know what? That person didn't win, but we are going to give the other three people who presented $100 apiece.
Right.
So everybody comes out a winner in the end. And yeah, it's just it's an amazing, amazing project that Jamie has kind of put together. And the community has supported us through and through here.
And one of the things I really like about this as well is that when you do have a community like LEAD, where there is an influx of new people because of an industry, it's a great way to bring the longtime residents and the new people in together, whereas some factions could develop with old and new and different ways of lives colliding. And this is a way that everybody is sort of, you know, equalized and invited to be part of just changing and seeing those changes right there. I think it's a great idea. Can I just say that? It's
a
great
idea.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yes, it is a great idea. And I just want to throw out there that we started this 4 years ago in 2015, and we've raised over $22,000 for our local achievers and dreamers and entrepreneurs and creators. And that is an amazing amount of money to come from such a small, small community.
Yeah. And that's what Giving Tuesday is all about, the power of people coming together and making that difference. Kim Borsch, thank you so much. Where can people go online to find more information about your organization?
You can go to superstars.com. It is SOUPERSTARZ.com. And you can find out all about that. And we also have a tab on there that you can learn how to bring superstars to your community as well. And we would love to see the state blow up with this idea.
Kim, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.